This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Joining us right now, it is my pleasure to welcome in the new voice of your New York Yankees, Dave Sims on the Fan. What's up, Dave?
Chief, how you doing, man? I'm doing well, thank you.
Fantastic. You know, I think I hit you a while ago. Where were you vacationing? You were out of the country when I think I tried to get you on.
Yeah, we were, you know, with the family, we were in the middle of an ocean and enjoying ourselves and just chilling, man. It's all good.
You don't have to disclose, but I'm glad you have time now. You actually reached out the other night where, you know, I was rolling and just, you know, taking calls, and someone called from La Jolla. And then you reached out to tell me, hey, it's La Jolla. And I'm like, I've never been to San Diego. I didn't know. And I appreciated the assist. I always will take an assist. There are times where I listen to the radio. If I can assist somebody via text in the moment, I do the same thing.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to know everything. But, I mean, when I heard that, having played golf there at Torrey Pines and knowing a couple of guys in the business who have lived there or have lived there, I mean, it's just a spot. I know it in California. And yeah, you know, as you know, you don't have to be have been somewhere to know about it. So no big deal.
Yeah, I'm humble enough to know that I don't know everything, and I don't come in here acting like I do know everything. And you know what? Last year, I got the opportunity to step in and do Susan Waldman's job, and it was like honestly a out of body experience. I was blacked out for half of it. It was crazy to sit in the booth for a Yankee game and to do the color commentary. It gave me an appreciation even more. I already think Susan is the GOAT, but even more of an appreciation for what Susan does. And now you will join Susan stepping in for John Sterling. So let's just talk about that as we get closer. Tell us just your thoughts coming back to New York and initially just how this came about.
Well, it's a homecoming for me. I mean, for the last 18 seasons, I was out in Seattle, but I kept my home here. And, you know, things happened. John retired and unretired. And then, you know, he wasn't going to come back. And, you know, I threw my 2 cents in. And, you know, I think people know the connection I have here with New York. I haven't lived here my entire professional life. Been a sports writer, a sports talk show host. I mean, this is my old time slot here when it's at WNBC. And, you know, FAN and Channel 4 and Channel 2, MSG. So, hey, the Yankees are an iconic franchise, worldwide renown. And to get an opportunity to do this is tremendous. And, you know, I know John since the late 70s when he was the voice of the Nets. I was covering the Nets when I was at the Daily News. With all due respect to him, he had a great run. And he's shutting it down. And, you know, the opening happened, and I happened to get it. So that's where we are. There's no big mystery or anything. There's no, you know, it's, things like this happen in the business, man. It's and I'm thrilled to be here. And, you know, it's not the first time I've replaced a legend. I did it in Seattle. I did it here in New York when Jack Spector was doing WNBC Sports Night. And, hey, Billy Joel coming up right after you talk about the Yankees. So this is territory I've been through before. So, hey, I do a job. I love my job. I love calling games on radio and TV. Susan and I are friends. Boom, there's your package.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, when I got this gig in 2021 and, you know, I got into the baseball season, you reached out to me and just to even be on your radar, because I had seen you call basketball games, I had seen you doing the Mariners games, but you reached out to me and you said, I manned that spot when it was 66 WNBC, like you just said, 1986 to 1988, before I was born. You sent that message to me and I'm like, wow, nice. I'm like, thanks for reaching out. I told multiple people, I'm like, Dave Sims hit me. And like, just to even think that, like, you know, what a blast from the past, right? You just kind of gave me just this like pat on the back via DM reaching out to kind of carry the torch and keep doing my thing. So I appreciate that.
Amen. You're very welcome. And it's, you know, well-deserved, man.
And also, when I came out to Seattle for the All-Star game in 2023, one, I had never been out there, but I knew you were out there. You had clips go viral. The hey now, the energy that you bring calling those games. We honored you at the Players Alliance dinner. Like, I got to see how revered you were by the fans and the people out there during the Seattle Mariners All-Star weekend. Can you speak about your time out there? I didn't know that you still had your home out there. I thought you were living out in the Pacific Northwest.
No. You know, we owned here and rented out there. And, you know, I'm an I-95 guy, born in Philly. And like I said, I've been here for a very, very long, many, many decades, been here in New York. And a lot of great connections. The Seattle people were great. I wish we could have won more games. 18 seasons, made the playoffs once. This, like last year, one game. The year before that, it was one game. There were several other occasions where we missed by one or two games. You know, that's baseball. And, you know, I had some 100 loss seasons and 90 loss seasons, but there were a whole bunch of great moments baseball-wise out there. Felix Hernandez, perfecto. Iwakuma threw a no-no. Let's see, Mitch Haniger had a game 161, two RBI, a single in eighth inning. The cap off a night for him. He drove in all five runs. Next year, Cal Raleigh hits a home run to get us into the playoffs. We're in position to win it. I mean, we had an insurmountable lead, and all he had to do was win one more game with like four or five left, and he did. And it was dramatic fashion, and it was a blast. You know, we got to see Nelson Cruz have some unbelievable years, Robbie Cano before he fouled up. And then, you know, everybody that I got to see in the American League during that time. I mean, some like Trout emerged as one of the great players, looked like. He's still going to be a Hall of Famer, but boy, I tell you what, he was one of the automatics if you ever wanted to see one. And excuse me, he just can't stay healthy these days. I'm glad he's going back to right, going to right field. So I had a great run, man. And three times my peers, three consecutive years, was 18, 19, or 20. National Sports Media Association, I won the Washington State Sportscaster of the Year three consecutive years. So had a good run. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good way to, you know, good way to come back home.
Can you speak to the audience about your relationship with Susan Waldman, maybe when you met Susan Waldman, you guys' connection? Because I obviously think you guys are pros, and I know you're going to work well together because you already have a rapport.
Well, you know, we've been texting each other, you know, over the last 18 years, and we became even closer friends once I got this baseball job. And, you know, when she was covering the Knicks and covering the Yankees while Ed Coleman and I were doing middays at WFAN, was at 89 to 92, 93. And Susan would always have reports, and we'd have her on talking about the Knicks and the Yankees. And, you know, we established a really good rapport, and then the connection got tighter over the years in baseball. You know, if the Yankees were playing a 1 o'clock game Saturday or Sunday, I'm at home in Seattle, and it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I turn on, you know, John and Susan and Michael and everybody, and see what's going on, and if something funny happens, or if I can, you know, give her a piece of information, especially if they were getting ready to come play us in Seattle. You know, exchange information and have some laughs. And, you know, it's a pretty good network of guys and gals who work in this business. And it's not many of us. There's not very many jobs. So they're held in very high esteem. And everybody, pretty much everybody I know, is very high character and great talent in this business.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that hold these seats for a long time. They don't come open very often. And, I mean, you're coming into this Yankee seat behind John Sterling, but like, we're obviously coming off of losing John Sterling, losing the World Series, losing
Juan Soto. Time out. You lost Soto. All right, he's going across town. You lost the World Series. Do you know how great it is just to get to the World Series? Yeah, the Yankees didn't win it. It's not the end of the world. I know tradition, 41 pennants, 27 World Series, but you can't make it sound like, you know, there was a death in the family or something. Come on, take it easy.
Well, not even that. If you listen to WFAN, the Yankees are mocked for losing the World Series, dropping a pop-up in center field, that fifth inning,
and reduced. I guess I'm at the stage in my life where it's important, but it's not lifeblood important. You know, you know how many teams there's, what, one team wins, one team loses, what's that leave, 28 teams? Would kill to be in position. Hey, we got to the World Series. Oh, you know what? We got to the World Series. That is a tremendous accomplishment. And I know people here in New York, they expect it like breathing the sun coming up. But I think you got to put it in perspective. I really do. And I understand fan fanatic, that whole thing. But my goodness gracious, it's exciting as heck. They got to the World Series, and having been on the other, been on the outside looking in, you got to take into the appreciation of that accomplishment. They were the best team in the American League. There's no crime in that whatsoever. Yeah, did they play well? Did, you know, the fifth inning from hell happened? That's baseball, you know. And you mourn, you move on, and you tee it up again.
Well said. I mean, coming from Seattle and the Mariners' perspective, everything you just said is so needed. I took a call earlier about, I don't care about the beard policy. How about win a championship? Stephen A. Smith goes on First Take today and says, why are they announcing a beard change? How about announcing they're getting back to winning championships? And it's not that easy.
Yay, come on. I mean, the beard thing is a nice story. You know, it's cute. 49, 50 years, they didn't have it. George Steinbrenner, that's what he wanted. And the tradition lived for, you know, until this time. And now, hey, you know, things change. Baseball changes. It evolves. The game evolves. Life evolves. So that's where we are with that.
Yeah, I enjoyed the ride so much. I was just screaming about it in the first hour. Like, they made it to the World Series. They played close games in that World Series. They won the American League pennant. They won the division. Like, what are we talking about? We're looking at this Yankees team. Like, they're not spending enough. Why are they worried about things like beard policy? They have a really good team. So let's talk about that, Dave. This roster.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the roster. It's not, you know, the pivot coming off of losing Soto, I thought was outstanding. I mean, how could you not see that?
Well, people don't want to see it in New York. They want to see Juan Soto as a generational talent. He finished third place in the MVP voting. He hit the home run to send the Yankees to the World Series. How do they recover without him? How do the big, bad Yankees exist without Juan Soto?
Man, you got to pen it. This is, you know, I guess you got to do the stance every night. I know from having done it before. But you look at Bellinger, you look at Goldschmidt, you look at, you know, Jazz Chisholm's going to be at second base, probably his better position. Again, you know, everybody knows about third base. That's a big question mark. You know, Devin Williams and Max Fried. I mean, those are some great pieces added to an already, you know, stellar, you know, to a lineup. You know, it's a good lineup, and this made it better. Okay, and I look for Goldschmidt. You know, he's holding a spot for maybe some prospect that's en route. But that guy had a great last 6 weeks. He's a terrific player. a proud All-Star, probably borderline Hall of Famer. He stayed, and the whole when you big picture it, he wants health. And if everybody can stay healthy and the pitching can stay healthy, and that's asking a lot. And I know, like last year with the Mariners, our 4-5 starters stayed pretty much healthy the entire year. But you got so many good things here with this ball club, and you know, nobody's got a gun to my head to say this, but I mean, if I were still doing the Mariners games, I'd be saying the same stuff. This is going to be fun, man. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to see some good baseball. We're going to have the great energy in the ballpark. You guys out in the Bleacher Creatures are going to be heard every night, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Today was just a full-on Yankee day, from the beard stuff to the first spring training game. I'm headed down there March 17th, and you're heading down there just a little bit earlier, so we'll catch up down there. Tell us how much you're looking forward to being in your first Yankees spring training, calling games on WFAN coming up. I think you said March 12th you're going to be down there.
Yeah, we get down there the 12th. I mean, the first game is that weekend. We go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then a Wednesday, then a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then come home and then start the regular season. So I'm looking forward to, you know, just getting some rhythm going here. And, you know, there's a lot of guys I got to meet. I've spoken with Cole a lot over the last couple of years, especially when he was in Houston. You know, Aaron Judge, I know him a little bit, Jazz Chisholm. But there's a whole bunch of other guys I want to meet. I've talked to Booney. Congratulations to him getting that contract extension. He was on my podcast last week, the Hey Now podcast. He had some great things to say about the ball club, about being more athletic, and which is going to be a really big feature in this club. He says, listen, we're going to be able to go first to third a hell of a lot more and score easily from second. And I said, I'm sure you're going to torque up the defensive drills and everything. He says, yeah, we always do, but it takes on a little different meaning coming into the season. So, yeah, this is going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Dave, you're the man. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. I think I tell you it every time I see you and we talk. I'm looking forward to seeing you down in Tampa. Thanks for joining us tonight.
You bet, man. Take care, Keith. All the best.
Hey now, Dave Sims on the Fan. That was the first time I got Dave on as the Yankees announcer. Very much looking forward to seeing him in Tampa when WFAN starts our coverage of the spring training games. Him and Susan calling the games down there. I'm going to try and sneak in one of those games and maybe get an inning like I did with John and Susan a few years back.